Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for today, Monday, April 22nd. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what is best for your farm. Markets were stronger on Friday as traders added back some risk premium ahead of the weekend. Russia did strike a grain terminal at a Ukrainian port on Friday in another hit to the country's grain export infrastructure. The attack reportedly destroyed a grain storage facility and a vegetable oil processor, causing damage that will take months to repair. This comes after a rail bridge into another Ukrainian port was hit last week, limiting grain flow into the port through the end of the month. The attacks on the country's ports and agricultural infrastructure seem to be picking up pace and frequency, with Ukrainian leaders concerned by the increase in the use of hypersonic missiles that are more difficult to shoot down before they cause damage. Over the weekend, an aid package that has been marred by political infighting within the House of Representatives for over 6 months was passed, sending $61 billion in aid to Ukraine. The bill allocates over $95 billion in foreign aid, with money set aside for Taiwan and Israel as well. Of the $61 billion going to Ukraine, $13 billion will be used to replenish the U.S. stockpiles of weapons already given to the country, with another $9.5 billion being given in the form of a loan, which can eventually be written off by the president. The bill also allows for the confiscation of the Russian assets that were seized in the invasion. This opens the door for the use of income from the sale of those assets to help cover some of the costs of the war. Russia says they will retaliate for what they call a theft of those assets. The Environmental Protection Agency has approved the summertime use of E15 across the U.S. The move was expected and is similar to what we have seen in the past few summers. And traders were major sellers of ag products at the start of last week, with one of the biggest weeks of selling seen in a year. The move is interesting considering the time of year it is, taking them to one of the shortest positions on record for this week in April, even dating back to trade war years. Looking ahead, we'll get an updated export inspections report here a little bit later on today, with traders looking for solid shipments to get the bushels on the books out of the country. We'll also get an updated crop progress figures report this afternoon. Traders are expecting planting progress to be in line with average. And in addition to that, we look for the trade to begin to roll from May to July futures this week. In livestock, the live cattle closed with minor gains on Friday ahead of the cattle on feed report, while feeder cattle ended the day with losses. Traders positioned themselves to reduce risk for what the numbers might indicate. Hogs found some strong buying interest, even though packers had finished the buying for the week. Box beef prices were mixed, with choice down 13 cents. Select was up $1.56. The commitment of traders report showed funds selling 5,100 live cattle future contracts, reducing their net long positions to just over 37,000 futures contracts. Funds sold 1,838 feeder cattle contracts, reducing their net long positions to 4,181 futures contracts. Going back to the cattle on feed report, the number of cattle on feed at the start of the month rose 1% year over year, according to USDA data. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more rose to 11.8 million head in the week through April 1st, according to the agency. Inventories included 7.27 million steers and calves, that's a 2% increase, and 4.56 million heifers and heifer calves, that's a 1% increase from the same time a year earlier. March placements, in the meantime, plunged 12% to 1.75 million head, according to USDA. Net placements totaled 1.69 million head. Placements of cattle weighing less than 600 pounds totaled 330,000 head, and those weighing 600 to 699 pounds were reported at 260,000 head. About 460,000 head weighing 700 to 799 pounds were placed, as were 466,000 head weighing 800 to 899 pounds. About 170,000 head weighing 900 to 999 pounds were placed, as were 60,000 cattle and calves weighing 1,000 pounds or greater. Marketings of fed cattle also dropped in March, falling 14% year over year to 1.71 million head, according to USDA. And in weather notes here today, red flag warnings have been issued for much of southern North Dakota, counties in northern South Dakota, and parts of eastern Montana, according to the National Weather Service. In south central North Dakota, winds will be sustained from 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service. Relative humidity will drop to around 16% in eastern Nebraska and much of Iowa. Strong winds are expected today and tonight. In central Iowa, winds will range from 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts up to 45 miles per hour, according to the agency. On the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are trading lower. The soybean meal is also trading lower, and we have the soybean oil trading higher. Chicago Board of Wheat is trading higher, while the Kansas City and spring wheat contracts are also trading higher. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs are all off to a higher start here this morning. Crude oil is trading lower. The gold is trading lower. Silver is trading a bit higher on the front month contract, and the Dow is trading higher. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Monday, April 22nd. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in the Three Big Things article, which can be found on agriculture.com.